How's it going, guys? We have a passable question for endocrine step one internal medicine 2CK. 64-year-old woman evaluated in hospital. We have her alkaline phosphatase versus PTH on this diagram, this nomogram here. And the blue dot is obviously where her levels are. So let's just hop through. What's the cause? Choice A, adenoma, presumably for parathyroid adenoma. Wrong fucking answer, because you can clearly see that PTH is not elevated. So this would be primary hyperparathyroidism. If the patient did have a parathyroid adenoma, our dot would be in the upper right because PTH is going to cause increased osteoblast activity. Okay, because PTH binds to osteoblasts, which in turn are going to express Rank L, which will bind a Rank receptor on osteoclasts, and the latter are going to induce bone resorption. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, increased bone turnover. Correct answer, diagnosis is Paget disease, and we can eliminate to get there. Because in Paget disease, we're going to have an isolated increase in serum ALP, calcium, phosphate, PTH are all normal. It's what you need to know. I've talked about it in my PDFs. I've talked about it in other YouTube clips, but it's going to be a patient over the age of 50, and you're going to have mixed osteoblastic clastic activity within the bone, and they can give you very buzzy descriptors, such as patient's hat doesn't fit the way it used to. There's tinnitus due to narrowing of the acoustic foramina. Eosimile is obsessed with high output cardiac failure and Paget disease, secondary to intraosseous AV fistulae. So let's just hop through the other answer choices here. Choice C, increased rank L activity. Wrong fucking answer. Now, students are going to get real fucking hyper pedantic and emotional and say, well, Mike, you just said that in Paget disease, if there's increased bone turnover, mixed osteoblastic and clastic activity, then choice C could make sense. You're right, it could, but Eosimile will sometimes be assholes in a similar fashion, where there's two answer choices that maybe you think are both right, but there's still a better answer here. Choice B, increased bone turnover, extremely buzzy answer choice for Paget disease. Okay, the word turnover implies you have formation followed by loss of. Okay, I don't really know what to tell you. And then if we were to associate other diagnoses with these other answer choices, choice C could refer to osteoporosis. Okay, because clearly you would have a postmenopausal woman who has decreased estrogen, which leads to decreased osteoprotegrin activity, which is a Rank receptor decoy, increased Rank L Rank interaction, which is going to induce the loss of bone mineralization. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, and in case, I mean, elephant in the room, I just obviously. But everything in the normal, it should be in the normal box, okay? So when I say that things are normal in osteoporosis, normal ALP, normal PTH, normal calcium, normal phosphate, okay? So if it's the first time you're hearing that, you think it's weird, it's not. That's also past level, okay? So old granny who's got decreased bone density, you check her lab findings, everything's normal. As I already said, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, increased unmineralized osteoid, wrong fucking answer. Refers to osteomalacia, adults, rickets, and kids. So osteoid is just the precursor to hydroxyapatite. And this answer very buzzy for rickets and osteomalacia. Okay, so it can either just be to be due to vitamin D deficiency, dietary, decreased sunlight. It could be in the setting of renal failure. So choice E, also the wrong fucking answer. Okay, so for both choices D and E, the dot would be in the upper right. So PTH is going to be high for both rickets osteomalacia and also for renal failure, which causes secondary hyperparathyroidism. So in vitamin D deficiency, you're just going to have decreased 125 D3, which is going to lead to decreased small bowel absorption of calcium, decreased negative feedback to calcium sensing receptors of the parathyroid glands. PTH goes up, and then of course your ALP goes up. In renal insufficiency, serum calcium is low for two reasons. Number one, you can't reabsorb it in the late DCT under the action of PTH. Number two, you can't have activation of 1-alpha hydroxylase in the PCT under the action of PTH the way you're supposed to, decrease 125 synthesis, and then similarly, decrease small bowel absorption of calcium and leading to hypocalcemia, which will cause PTH go up to compensate. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I mean, to make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.